really. Wait till the doctor hears that.
Mother, there's a policeman at the door.
A policeman? What does he want?
Well, I don't know, but he's about 10 feet tall, and you should see the expression on his face. First of all, he said, is Dr. Stone here? And I said, well, no, sir. And he said, well, is Mrs. Stone here? Mother, what do you suppose he wants?
Well, if you'll let loose of me, I'll go find out.
Oh, well, would you take off your apron and freshen up your lipstick or something?
What for?
Oh, I don't know, but it might help.
I suppose good teeth are inherited. Wouldn't you say so, Mrs. Stone? Mrs. Stone?
Excuse me, Mother had to leave. The police just came.
Mrs. Stone?
Yes, officer, what is it?
The doctor's not in?
No, he isn't. He's still at the hospital. What's wrong?
Do you know this boy?
What boy? Why, no, I don't. Why? What's he done?
Well, I found him standing on a street corner like this.
Like that? Well, what would anybody do that for?
Never mind, Jeff. You'd better bring him inside before he catches cold.
Go ahead.
I don't want to.
But, honey, you're not dressed. You'll catch cold.
I want to catch cold.
Do like the lady told you. I wonder if I could speak to you a moment.
Yes, come this way.
He's a nice kid.
Oh, he's charming.
My guess is he's run away from home. He won't tell me his name, where he lives, or anything.
I see.
All he said was Dr. Stone stuck a needle in him and pulled out all his blood.
Oh, dear. But if he's a patient of the doctor's, it's strange I've never seen him before. I'm Mrs. Stone, the doctor's wife. What's your name?
I won't tell you. Let me try. I have 15 football cards that you can have if you tell us your name.
I hate football.
Excuse me. Hello? Oh, Alex, am I glad you called.
Well, better not hold dinner for me, darling. A kid disappeared from the hospital. We're starting a search.
Honey, he's here. A policeman just brought him.
Well, hold on to him. I'll be right home.
All right. Oh, what's his name?
Oh, David Barker.
All right. Thanks, honey. Goodbye. Officer, that was my husband. He's on his way home.
Right. I bet I can guess your name without you telling me.
How?
Those initials on your suitcase. DB.
Okay, what is it?
Dolores Banana.
It is not.
Jeff, don't make fun of him.
Oh, I was only using psychology.
He doesn't appreciate your psychology, do you, David?
Who told you my name?
The doctor. He'll be here in a few minutes.
I'm not going back to that hospital.
Oh, now, take it easy. Calm down.
They do terrible things. They give you nasty stuff and make you swallow it.
Oh, but that's only to make you feel better.
Well, they only make me sicker. They hate me.
Oh. Well, Jeff, why don't you take him up to your room so he can put his clothes on?
I haven't got any clothes.
Well, what have you got in your suitcase, David?
None of your business.
Well, Jeff, maybe you can find some clothes you've outgrown that David can put on. Go on.
Okay, Pee-wee, come on.
Take your hands off that.
Gee, he was just trying to help you.
I can carry it.
Of course you can. He's a big boy, Jeff. Let him carry his own suitcase. Honey, would you go out and finish the salad, please?
Yes, ma'am.
I think he had $1 million in there.
I wouldn't be surprised. He's probably robbed a bank.
Oh.
Well, good luck, Mrs. Stone.
Oh, thank you, officer.
Glad to see the house is still standing. Where is he?
Well, I set him up with Jeff to find some clothes.
Those are his clothes right there. As soon as he gets into them, back to school he goes.
School? What school?
Penfield, the military school.
Military school at his age?
Oh, they have them all ages. But I'll bet little David is in a class all by himself. I pity any Goliath who tackles him.
Are you speaking of that lonely, frightened little boy upstairs?
That lonely, frightened little boy upstairs broke 2 thermometers, smashed the nurse's glasses, and threw a bed lamp out the window. The hospital will never be the same.
Why is he in the hospital? Is he sick?
Oh, he says he has stomach pain. brains. I ran every possible kind of test on him. Of course, I found
those tests. I break things, too. Alex, he's just a baby. He needs to be at home with his parents. No wonder he has stomach pains.
Darling, I know. That's exactly what I told the headmaster. I wish I had time to delve into his inner conflicts, but I'm supposed to get him back to school tonight.
Alex, suppose... What if we kept him here over Thanksgiving weekend?
Oh, wait a minute, honey. I know you've got a tender heart, but don't go too soft, huh? That kid is a 7-year-old version of Babyface Nelson. Anyway, the school wouldn't allow it.
Would you call them and ask?
Honey, they're responsible for him. They'll just say no.
Well, you have to call them anyway. There's no harm in asking.
All right. You win. I'll give it a try.
Poor little fellow. No Thanksgiving.
Colonel Woodward, please. Dr. Stone calling. This is ridiculous. Oh, Colonel Woodward?
Yes, Doctor?
Now, we found the Barker boy. He's here at my house.
Ask him.
Yes? Well, I was pretty upset myself.
You're upset? He's been here 2 months and I've aged 10 years. We have our share of problem boys and we do our best to straighten them out. But this one, I'm afraid I'm going to have to wire his father to come and get him.
I see. Well, under the circumstances, I don't suppose you could let him stay with us over Thanksgiving.
Are you joking? I'd be delighted.
Well, wouldn't you have to get his parents' permission first?
How persuasive can you get?
No problem there. We have blanket permission from his father, so if you want him, you keep him. And bless you for the thought. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you.
Colonel, what?
Happy Thanksgiving, darling. You just won the prize turkey.
Oh, I knew you, Alex. You feel just as sorry for him as I do. And you're just as happy to have...
Oh, he busted my fishbowl. He did it on purpose.
I didn't know. I'm trying to catch a fish and I fell over.
That's not true. He did it on purpose.
Mother, Daddy, watch out. You're going to step on
now. Don't get excited.
Careful,
here, put them in.
Take the time.
There,
easy,
you see?
Careful,
here, put them in. There you are. Don't get excited. All right. There. Now, fine. Everyone's all right.
Well, yeah, well, how about my fishbowl? That cost me $4.
Honey, I'll buy you a new fishbowl. Mary, will you go get a broom and a dustpan, please?
Yes, ma'am.
David, here's your uniform. Now, why don't you take this in the bathroom
and put it on?
I won't go back to that school. It's the worst school in the world. Nobody's gonna make me. I won't go back.
Begin to see what I'm driving at, dear?
You didn't mean to hit me, did you, David?
Yes.
No, you didn't. Come here.
Don't make me go. Don't make me go.
It's all right, David. It's all right.
My stomach hurts.
Of course it does. You come with me, and I'll give you something to make it feel much better. Come on.
I hate you. And you too. I don't like you very much either.
Alex, darling.
Yeah.
I want you to come and take a look at Babyface Nelson.
What's he got there, an Airedale?
It's a lamb. That's what he was guarding in his suitcase.
Oh. I'd imagine if the boys at school caught him with that.
I'm sure they have. Also noticed this.
U.S. Air Force.
I'm tempted to read it if you think it's all right.
What if I don't?
I'll probably read it anyway, but I feel guilty.
Let me feel guilty.
Alex.
Listen to this. Dear David, I have your recent letter requesting a football helmet. I would like to send you one, but the fact is you haven't earned it. The only thing you seem to have earned is demerits. The school informs me your conduct record is extremely poor and your scholastic record even worse. If you were in the art... This is to a 7-year-old boy. If you were in the army, you would be punished for being a bad soldier. I would like to be proud of my son, but how can I with a record like yours? One of the lessons you have to learn is that we don't get rewards in this world unless we earn them. Until you have earned my respect, you have not earned a football helmet. I'm sorry. Request denied. Sincerely, your father, Major R.H. Barker, U.S. Air Force.
Well, what kind of letter is that?
It reminds me of every answer I ever got in the Army.
But this isn't the Army. This is a father talking to his son, a child.
Request denied. No wonder he's got stomach aches. Jeff, may I call your attention once more to these excellent prunes?
They're really terrific, Jeff.
Well, sorry, I'm saving room for the turkey. Mom, what time are we going to have dinner today?
Oh, well, I thought about 2 o'clock, if that's all right with everybody.
Oh, Mom, we can't. The football game starts at 2, and Dad and I've got to leave by 1.
Oh, I forgot about the game completely.
Forgot about the game. Did you forget it was Thanksgiving?
Well, here's David. Good morning. Come on in.
Good morning, David.
Hi, Dave.
Well, aren't you hungry, David? You didn't have any dinner last night.
I'm not going to eat any breakfast either.
Well, that's up to you.
Mom, how about another helping of those famous hotcakes of yours, swimming in rich, creamy butter and loaded with downright goodness?
Oh, and Jeff, be sure to have some of that rich, pure, golden Vermont syrup. And you'll just say you never tasted anything so good.
I'm glad you decided to join us.
I'm not going to eat. I'm not going back to that Donald school either.
Well, we were hoping we could persuade you to spend the weekend with us.
How come?
Because we'd very much like to have you. Wouldn't we?
Oh, yes, sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not going to eat any Donald prunes.
Well, you can skip the prunes. Jeff doesn't like them either.
Who says I don't? Getting ready for the game. What you doing?
Oh, I've been stuffing a turkey. Did you ever help your mother stuff a turkey?
I haven't got a mother.
Oh? I didn't know. How long ago did you lose her?
I didn't lose her. She went away.
Oh. Tell me, at your school, don't they let the boys go home for Thanksgiving?
I guess so. I guess my father forgot to send for me. Guess he was too busy.
Well, he must be a very busy man.
Yeah, he's about the busiest man in the whole Air Force. He's a major.
Well, does he ever find time to write to you now and then?
Sometimes.
Do you write to him?
No.
Why not?
Because he's mad at me.
Why is he mad at you? There must be some reason. Won't you tell me, David?
I don't care if he's mad at me or not. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. What?
David?
What's the matter now?
Well, I guess I said the wrong thing. He'll be all right. Run along to the gate. Have a good time.
Thanks, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye, Mom.
Dad, please don't answer that.
Oh, honey, take it easy. Probably nothing at all.
You fat chance. Every darn time.
Dr. Stone speaking. Yes? 104. Yes, I think I'd better. That's all right. That's what doctors are for.
For crying out loud. There he goes.
Jeff, don't get excited.
Jeff.
You don't even have to tell me.
I'm sorry.
Well, gee, Dad, you promised.
No, I promised.
The only thing I've ever wanted to do. What's the use of having a father anyway?
Jeff.
Well, you know what you'd say if I broke a promise? Well, how about him?
Jeff, don't speak to your father like that.
Wait, let him go.
But, Alex, that's dreadful.
Honey, he has every reason to be angry. I'll make it up to him later. Meanwhile, just let him blow off steam. It's better he takes it out on me or the furniture than to bottle it up inside like our little friend upstairs.
You know, you should have been a doctor.
Now, at times like this, I'm not so sure.
Goodbye, Alex.
Bye-bye. Back soon.
Your stomach hurt, David?
Yes, it hurt something awful.
Oh. Would you like us to send for your father?
No, he wouldn't come anyway.
Well, doesn't he ever come to see you?
Hardly ever.
Well, maybe if you wrote him a letter. People lose touch, you know. I think that's a very good idea. Why don't you write him a letter?
I don't write very good. You just tell me when I learn to write better.
Well, maybe I could help you. We could write a letter together. You could tell me what to put down, and I would put it all down on a piece of paper. How about that?
I wouldn't know what to say.
Well, you could just say what you would if he were right here in this room.
Boy, if he was right here in this room...
What would you tell him?
There's plenty I'd like to tell him.
Well, go on. What would you tell him?
I'd tell him, I wrote you a letter, and all I did was ask for a football helmet. And you wrote me a letter, all you did was get mad at me. Well, go ahead and be mad at me, because I'm mad at you, too. Because all you do is tell me how ashamed of me you are and all that. Well, what's the use of being any good? You wouldn't like me anyway. Because if that's the way you feel, you don't have to send me that helmet. Because I don't want it if that's the way you feel. I'd fix him. I'd tell him, I don't blame Ma for going away. I bet you don't love her either. Because you don't love anybody. You just tell them how terrible they are. How do you like if I wrote back?
Well, you certainly told him, didn't you? Jeff, what is it?
Mom, I'm sorry I blew up at Dad like I did.
Well, it's something that happens to all of us sometimes, I guess. Doesn't it, Dave?
I'm going to go down and listen to the game on the radio. Hey, Dave, you want to listen to the football game, too?
Okay.
Hey, what do you say we make a couple of Dagwoods and eat them while we listen?
What's a Dagwood?
Oh, you'll love it. It's really cool. You pile on a whole lot of stuff like blonies and pickles. It's great. You'll really love it.
Can I?
Oh, what about your stomach?
Oh, it's fine now. It doesn't hurt a bit.
Come on, Dave.
You're not going to send that letter, are you?
Well, that's up to you.
You better not. It might make him mad.
All right.
Come on, Dave.
Dear Lord, for what we are about to receive, may we be truly thankful and make us mindful of the needs of others. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Jeff. Pass me the plates.
Mary, would you see who that is?
Hey, I want a drumstick.
I want a drumstick, too.
I'm starved.
Me, too. I'm starved, too.
Are your parents home? I'm Major Barker.
Oh, just a minute, please. Major Barker. David, where are you going?
Jeff, see where he's gone and bring him back.
Dr. Stone, I'm Major Barker. They told me at the school my son was here.
How do you do, Major? This is my wife, my daughter, Mary.
How do you do, Major?
Come in, sit down, Major.
Thank you.
David is, he just stepped out somewhere. He'll be around.
Oh, may I smoke?
Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm sorry to break in on you like this. I got a wire from the school to come and get David. I had to fly all the way up here. That kid.
I can imagine what you've been going through.
Oh, we've survived.
Well, I'm not sure I will. This is the fifth school he's been thrown out of. I was hoping that military school might knock some discipline into him.
I think what he really needs is a home.
Now, how do I manage that? My ex-wife lives in Arizona. She didn't care much for military life. Doesn't care for children either. Me, I'm here 1 month and somewhere else the next. You've got yourself a home. You're all set. All I've got's a problem.
I'll tell you something, Major. David has a problem, too.
He certainly has. He can't learn. He can't behave. I don't know. Maybe some kids are just born troublemakers.
Oh, Dave's in the garage and he won't come in.
I'll get him in.
Major, just a moment.
Jeff, you go out and keep an eye on David.
Okay. You've made it pretty clear what you think is wrong with David. Now, maybe you'd like to hear what David thinks is wrong with you.
What's that?
It's a letter David wrote. I put down everything he said. He wasn't going to mail it to you, but maybe he should have. Mary, go help Jeff.
Yes, Mother.
I wrote you a letter, and all I did was ask for a football helmet. And you wrote me a letter, and all you did was get mad at me. I don't blame Ma for going away. I bet you don't love her either. You don't love anybody. You just tell them how terrible they are.
It's not very pleasant reading, is it?
Nope.
You can't solve a problem like David's by just sending him away someplace. A mother who doesn't want to be a mother. And a father who doesn't love his son.
Doesn't love him? He's the only thing I have that means anything. What do you mean I don't love him?
I was hoping you'd say that.
David, come here. Listen to me. When I said you have to earn things, it's true. Grades, promotions, good conduct record, all those things you've got to earn. But you don't have to earn my love. Do you understand that? You're my son. No matter what you do, I love you. Do you understand me, David? I love you, David. Don't ever forget that.
Is the turkey getting cold in there, Major? Will you join us?
No, I've ruined your dinner already.
Please, Major, we'd love to have you stay.
I wish you would.
Oh, come on. We got enough for an army.
He's right. All we needed was the army.
All right, son.
Thank you, Jeff.
Good morning, Mary. Thank you.
David, remember, as your father said, you don't have to go back to that school if you don't want to. But if you do go back, you have to behave yourself.
I want to go back. I want to behave myself.
Good, that's fine.
David, are you all set?
All set to go.
Good.
Well, thanks for Thanksgiving and everything, you know.
Well, you're welcome, David. You come and see us anytime you like.
No kidding? How about next weekend?
Well, how about it, Mom?
Why not, Mother?
Yes, Mother, why not?
Well, all right, David. We'll be expecting you.
Can I bring a friend? This guy hasn't got any friends at all except me. Gets in trouble all the time. He's a real nut, this guy. Can I bring him?
Sure, bring the guy. The more the merrier.
Bye, Dave.
Bye, David.
Bye, David.
Bye, David.